In Wisconsin, where there is snow on the roads, there is often salt. But a major concern for drivers is the potential damage salt can do to vehicles. Vilas County resident Teresa Schmidt submitted a Curious North question voicing her concerns.
What's going on with the brine on the roads? Is it really more of a problem than the salt that they used to use? And is it, saving money for our counties at the expense of all of our residents having to buy new vehicles too soon? Or, what's going on there?
Schmidt's concern is one many of us face during the grueling winter season. And unfortunately, her story is one we are all too familiar with in this neck of the woods.
So I bought my minivan, who we named Libby, about 10 years ago now. I love that minivan. She and I went everywhere together. We would go all around the Northwoods. We took Libby in just for a checkup and some new brakes before we handed her on to the college student. And our mechanic called not long after I dropped her off and said, "I'm sorry, we can't put new brakes on your car. There's almost no frame left. Your frame has completely rusted away."
As is the case with too many vehicles that drive on the salty Wisconsin highways, Libby met her end much too soon. But why?
Everything was in great mechanical condition except for the frame. It was just basically rusted away. So I asked my mechanic, what happened? And he said, since they've started using brine on roads in Wisconsin, and we've seen a lot more of this. Vehicles that otherwise should have lasted a long time are just getting so much rust that they cannot be saved.
Although salt poses potential long-term problems for vehicles and the environment, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is doing everything they can to minimize the negative effects and capitalize on the benefits of road salt application. One thing that has changed considerably in recent years is the shift from rock salt to salt brine. Oneida County Highway Commissioner Bruce Stefanik tells us more.
The brine machine is basically a system of a large tank where water and salt is mixed. When we disperse rock salt on the highway that already has snow and ice on it, it takes, depending on temperature, it takes 45 minutes to an hour to create a salt brine. We speed up that process by 45 minutes to an hour because we put a brine solution on the ice and or snow, and it starts taking effect immediately.
Salt brine applied as a liquid is much more effective than rock salt, and they're using less salt when creating a brine, Stefanik said. Stefanik and his crew have several routes in which they use rock salt, but now South Highway 17 is serving as the pilot program as a brine-only route. In this way, Stefanik can compare the effectiveness of the rock salt versus brine-only routes.
We use 10.5 tons of salt per storm on all the rock salt beats. The brine beat, we use 4.65 tons. On the brine routes, we're using over half as much salt.
This is good news for the environment, but not necessarily your vehicle.
I will admit, some of that will stick to the bottom of your vehicles. But in the whole scheme of things, we use very, very, very little. And we do not use any on county roads, and it's only for the state highways.
But vehicle owners and drivers alike might be asking themselves, what can I do to protect my car from all that pesky salt? Brian Shimkus, owner of Shimkus Auto Body in Rhinelander, said that a little maintenance can go a long way.
Tell a big difference between the people who wash and wax their cars and people who don't do any cleaning.
He said the best thing you can do to protect your vehicle from road salt is to wash and wax it often.
I would say it would be a good idea to do it maybe at least once a week if possible, or at least once a month for sure, and then get a coat of wax on it at least once a month.
Once that rust starts forming, Shimkus said, it's quite difficult to do anything about it other than replace the parts that are rusted, which can get quite pricey. The best alternative is to do your best to keep your vehicle clean from salt at all times.
The problem is if people wait too long, it gets past the point of being able to fix it, then you have to start replacing panels, and that's when it gets very expensive.
While salt brine applied in liquid form may be more effective in combating the miserable road conditions after a winter storm, it can also corrode the underbelly of your vehicle much faster and more severely than rock salt.
Unfortunately, it's what we have to deal with in our area as far as our weather conditions.
Road salt might be a problem for your vehicle, but it's definitely problematic for the environment, especially nearby water bodies. Hillary Dugan, assistant professor for the Center of Limnology at the University of Wisconsin, studies the effects of excess salt on water bodies. She shares Schmidt's concerns over the amount of salt applied to our roads. Millions of tons of salt, nearly 1,000 tons per mile, are applied to U.S. roads each winter, Dugan said. That salt can wash into nearby water bodies with the potential to permanently disturb the biodiversity of Wisconsin lakes. This is especially problematic for native species, which are not able to adapt to the excess salinity, Dugan said. In turn, invasive species are able to prosper and outcompete native species, which has the potential to greatly alter the biodiversity of these lakes. It only takes 1 teaspoon of salt to permanently pollute 5 gallons of water to a level that is toxic to freshwater ecosystems. When we examine the large scale of road salt application in Wisconsin alone, the problem becomes quite clear. However, using salt brine rather than rock salt alone is a step in the right direction. Although there are inherent environmental consequences to using salt on the roads, salt brine uses less salt, and it uses that salt more effectively compared to rock salt. Schmidt, still grieving her beloved minivan, agreed, but said that there is more that could be done.
I think it's about finding a balance where we're trying to keep people as safe as possible, but also continuing to pay attention to what's happening with new research, or as we use these products for longer, can we watch over time what might be changing in our community?
Although the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is using less salt on the roads, there's still a lot that can be done. Organizations like Be Salt Wise hope we can take steps in using less salt in our residential areas and continue encouraging private companies to stop using so much salt in private parking lots. Visit WXPR.org for a link to Be Salt Wise for more information on limiting excess road salt. For WXPR News, this is Stephanie Kusky.